more you listen, the more you'll know. Music and intelligence for your life. Weeknights on the River, 105.9.
Music and intelligence for your life.
I'm reading this piece about answering machines and what they say, or what your outgoing message says about you. If you're just getting back into the dating pool, a cutesy message could be giving people the wrong impression. Here are some message machine no-nos from the relationship experts at MSN. First, if your message says, "Hi, this is Emily. Wasn't it way cool what happened on Survivor last night? Leave your opinion at the beep." What your prospective date will hear is, "Hi, this is Emily. I'm so addicted to reality TV, I'll probably embarrass you in a restaurant by reenacting my audition for American Idol." How about if you leave a cutesy two-person message like, "This is Matt, and this is Mary. We're not home, so talk to Jerry. That's the name of our answering machine." First, your caller probably won't appreciate the humor because it's just not funny. Secondly, they'll be left wondering whether Matt is your roommate or your boyfriend. What's another answering machine no-no? An outgoing message that says something like, "If this is Kevin, I'm not talking to you. If it's anybody else, please leave a message." The caller will hear something like, "You caught me on the rebound, and I'm still not over Kevin, so don't be surprised when we get back together." How many messages do you think you're going to get after that one?
You're listening to the John Tesh Radio Show on the River.